Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you see the cartoon that was doing the rounds after Steve Jobs died? It was God meeting Steve at the pearly gates with Moses standing next to them. And God said, Moses, meet Steve. He's going to upgrade your stone tablets. Well, another brilliant human mind, now history. Just like Adam and Eve, he was a person tempted by the apple. Yeah, I know, just smile and nod. As I reflect on what happened a few months ago when Steve Jobs left this world, the co-founder of Apple, the man behind the iPhone, iPad and other devices, the visionary he was, the creative genius, now he's gone. I scan the world's most brilliant minds. For example, Galileo, Newton, Einstein, Wright. Well, okay, that's not me. That's the Wright brothers, although I'm sure Aaron Wright should be in there if I look hard enough. Well, it should be. The first thing that might come to mind is the obvious one, and at the risk of sounding trite, we can't take it with us when we're gone. It's all irrelevant to our future destiny. We also can't buy our way into heaven by being a good person or a great giver to charities or by being a super religious person either. God makes it clear in the Old Testament writings of Psalm 14 that there is no one who is good. No, not one. That's pretty clear and understandable, of course. Who could match God's perfect standard required? I wonder if Steve Jobs knew his Creator. I wonder if he made it to the pearly gates and when he stood face to face with Jesus, he heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Or did he hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you"? Scary thought. Makes us want to check the road we're on and make sure we are at peace with Jesus. I'm Aaron Wright.